Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom Unel Masachet Zvachim Daf Tzadi Hey Amud Bet. About to look at the 7th Mishnah of the 11th Perek. Echad Shebishalbo Echad She'ira L'Tochah Roteach. Now we are firmly dealing with the second part of our Perek, which is the mitzvah of processing the vessels in which a chatat was cooked. Kli cheres has to be broken. Kli nechoshet has to be cleaned out. We'll talk about how. Chad shishobo chad shiral tochorotech. It doesn't matter whether you cooked in it or whether you just poured boiling water over the meat in the pot. Hachad kodshe kodashim, hachad kodashim kalim. And whether or not the korban is, it's certainly not just limited to chatat, but even kodshim kalim. Tunin merika ushtifa. And of course, shvirah if it's a kli cheres. Rabshimonomar kodshim kalim in tunin merika ushtifa. He disagrees with the second half and says it does not apply to Kodshim Kalim. Okay, Tadu Rabbanan. Asher Tavu Shalbo, Ainli Ela Shebishalbo. That only tells me if it's actually cooked in there. Irala Tochoro Teach Minayin. What if you just poured boiling water in it? Tamun Lomar, Asher Tavu Shalbo Yishaver. So Bo Yishaver, if you parse it that way, so anything that was in it, that got cooked in it, even though you didn't cook it in it, meaning hot water, has to be broken. Bayrami Rachama Ta'oba Avir Tanu. What happens if you took the meat and you hung it in the airspace over an oven and cooked that way? Mahu. Abishul ubiluahu the kapir rachmana is that the Torah is concerned with cooking and also with the absorption of the taste in the walls of the pot or of the cooking surface. Odom abishul below biluah is the Torah concerned just that that's the thing you use to cook it, in which case you'd have to process this one too. So that proves that it doesn't matter if there was bishul. So Rav Rachama answers, I'm not asking about absorption of that bishul. That obviously you have to take care of. I was asking about the opposite. So my, so Toshma, Damar of Nachman Ravua, Tanur Shel Mikdash Shama Tachadaya. The oven they used in the Azara was made out of metal. And our assumption is because otherwise they'd have to destroy it every time. This way they can just wash it out. If you say that cooking in the airspace where there's no real absorption in the walls is not a problem, then make this tanur out of earthenware. Obviously it means that bishul alone is enough. No, because in the case of menachot, that you actually bake inside the tanur, there you're going to have bishul, but you're also going to have bliyah. Therefore, they wanted to make it metal so they wouldn't have to destroy it every time. Now, a story. Hahu tanura da'at chubat tichaya. There was an oven that they smeared with schmaltz, with fat, as part of preparation for baking bread. Asara rabba ba'ilai l'mechol l'bifta li'olam l'afidu b'milcha. This rabbi said you can never eat bread that's baked in there, ever. You can never get the taste out. And even to eat that bread, which he is going to judge to be besari, to eat it even with salt or just plain, is still asur, dilma atin the mechla b'kutcha, because you may come to eat it with kutach, which is a dairy product. Now, a dairy process. A dairy food. Meitave, here's the challenge. Ein lashina ta'isa b'chalav, you're not allowed to mix in milk into your dough. Vimlash kola pat kula asura. The bread is asur if you did mix it in. Alright. Because of the concern that you may end up eating it with meat. The same thing, you're not allowed to smear lamb's fat on the inside of the wall of the oven. It's asur until you burn out the tanur. But once you cook out the tanur, then it is not asur, which means that why did Rabbi Bar Ilai prohibit? He should have said, burn out the tanur and you're okay. So we've refuted his position. But Amar Ravina the Rav Ashi v'chimiachad ditot of Rabbi Bar Ilai. Since we've refuted that position, Amar Marav Tirov Pesach Yishavru. Rav is famous for saying any pots that have chametz in them have to be broken. After all, All you have to do is burn them out. Amar le Rav, Moki lahi b'shamatecha. The answer is Rav says that the brayta that we just saw that says you burn it out is talking about metal. Metal you could burn out, not earthenware. V'bayit eva v'tanur shacheres. No, actually, possibly, it could also be cheres. Zeh sekom bifrim. But when you burn out an oven, you're burning it from the inside, so you're really going to get all the taste out. V'zeh sekom bachutz. But pots, you have to burn from the outside. And therefore, you're not going to get it as well. So burn the pot from the inside. The answer is chayes alayu the mitabri. A person's going to be concerned that they'll break, and therefore he won't put such good fire in them, and it won't work. Unlike a tanur, where you put a hot fire. Hilka chay kuvia. Therefore, the framework, the mold of bread that they use, hesakom machutzuv asir. That's something that is burned from the outside, and therefore there is no way to kasher it. Now, like the Rosh Hamikdash, my Yishavru. So if that's the case, why does the Torah tell us that we have to break the pots that are used in the Mikdash? Now, do you know the Kivshanot? Why don't you just put them back in their kilns? Now, this question really is a phenomenal question, because what it means is that we're willing to suggest that the Torah's prohibition of the Torah's command to break these pots is simply because of the Tam, and if we could find some way to get the Tam out, we wouldn't have to do it. So Rav Zeila Fisha ain osin kivshanot b'Yerushalayim, because there was a decree, because of extra smoke, not to have kilns working in Yerushalayim. That would be the only reason. Very interesting. So Abai v'chi osin hashpatot pazara, but Abai says, what have you solved? You break kli cheres, what do you do with them? Do we have trash bins on the azara? Are you going to throw this stuff? So the answer is, ishtemite ha'detani shmaya b'kalnavo. There was a guy named Shmaya from the town of Kalnavo who taught the following thing, and Abai forgot about it. Shivrei kli cheres nivain b'mkoman. It was a miracle that when they would take kli cheres and shatter them and they drop them, they would just kind of get swallowed up right where they were. So then why is the testimony that the oven in the Mikdash was metal? They could have made the oven in the Mikdash cheres, much easier to deal with. And because you burn it out from the inside, according to what we just said, it'll get any taste out. So they continue to operate with the notion that the mitzvah of the Torah of destroying the kli cheres is really predicated on the issue of Tam and not just Gzerat HaKatuv. So the answer that they give is Kevan de'ika shtei halechem v'lechem apanim da'afiyatan matanur u'kudushatan matanur. Since those two breads, the two that are baked erev Shavuot, shtei halechem, and the two and the 12 that are baked every Friday, lechem apanim, are baked in here and they become sanctified in here, have le kli sharet. That means that the tanur is a kli sharet. V'kli sharet acheres lo avdinan. We don't make kli sharet out of earthenware. It's degrading. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, lo kamar ela de'eit, some of the cheres lo. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said that you could make kli sharet out of wood, but certainly not out of cheres, which is very demeaning. So it's a technical reason that we don't do it. Now here's a story. Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, haviragil kamid Rambam Bar Chama. He was a student of Rambam Bar Chama. Shav kevaz Rav Sheshet. He left Rambam Bar Chama, he moved to become a student of Rav Sheshet. Yom achad pagabe, so Rambam Bar Chama met him one day. Amarle al kafta naktan recha atila liyad. You think that the smell comes now to your hand, meaning mishum da azad lach lekamid Rav Sheshet, havi lach kerav Sheshet. You think that now that you're with Rav Sheshet, you're going to become like Rav Sheshet? Or do you think like a cologne or something? It becomes asmatically connected to you. So why did you leave? You know, Rambam Bar Chama was taking it as a personal insult, as if to say Rav Sheshet is greater than I, and you went to him thinking you'd become like him. Amalei Lavi Shumachi said, that's not why I left. I left because your pedagogy wasn't good. Marki Ma'ina Milta Pashid Limisvara. When I would ask you a question, you would answer me based on your own svara. Kimishkachna Matnita Parchala. And when we found a brayta that's conclusion was different than yours, that would destroy your svara. Rav Sheshet Kiba'ina Milta Mine. When I would ask Rav Sheshet something, Pashid Limanita, he would answer me from a brayta. Chinamishkachna Matnita Parcha. If you find another brayta that's at odds, so Matnita. So it's a standoff against Breitot. That's not so bad, but you would develop a Sfara, and it was your own Sfara that stood and was destroyed by the traditional ruling. So Amarle, Rambam Bar Chama said to him, sort of give me another chance. Boy, meaning Milta de Ifshit Lachimat Nita. Ask me anything and I'll answer you from Breitot. I'll answer you the way you want. What happened? Ba minad bishul makes that kli. This is the reason this whole story is here. What happens if you cook in only one little part of a kli? Ta'un rikol shtifah ain ta'un. Does it need to be cleaned out or not? Meaning, does the whole kli need to be cleaned out or only the spot of cooking? Amar lo ein ta'un. You don't have to clean it out. Meaning, only the spot of cooking. Midah havi hazaah. Just like with dam. V'halo tani achi. But our bright doesn't say that. Amar lo mistabra kebeged. He said it makes sense that it should be like the beged because the two mitzvot do come together. Just like a beged, you only have to wash out where the dam is. Same thing with cooking, only the spot where you cooked. So Yitzhak Bar Yehuda says to his former Rebbe, he says, the two aren't even analogous. Dam lo mefapea, dam stains and stays put. It doesn't bubble over. Bishul mefapea, when you cook, the cooking gets all over the place. V'od tanya, plus we have a bright that says, chom me'aza'ah m'rikau shtifah, chom me'aza'ah shtifah me'aza'ah. The two mitzvot that we're dealing with in our parak, each one has a chumra over the other. Chom me'aza'ah, the mitzvah of kibus adam, is kibus pgadim, is more severe. Why? Sh'aza'ah yishtav ha'chatot ha'chitzonot u'chatot ha'pnimiyot. It applies also to chatot pnimiyot, as we saw in the first sugi in our parak. V'yishtav ha'fei zrika, it also applies to dam before zrika, only before zrika, by the way. Shekem rikau shtifah. V'chomer v'mirika u'shtifa, what's the severity there? Shamirika u'shtifa, noheged p'mikotche kotchem em'mikotchem kali. It applies to all korbanot. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Bishab miktsata kli, ta'un t'rika u'shtifa, kol ha'kli. You have to wash out the entire kli. Exactly opposite of the conclusion reached from Rambam Chama based on his svara. Masha'en ken b'haza'ah. So Amar Lehi Tanya Tanya, Rambam Chama had to admit defeat. He says, if you have a brayta like that, what can I do? V'taima mai, what's the reason for that being the halacha? Amar Kravi, im b'chli nechoshet bushala, umar kushtavayim, meaning, afilu miktsat kli. Even if it was cooked in part of the kli, the whole kli has to be washed out. All right, so this explains now why the student did not go back to Rambam Chama, and sadly, his attempts to win his student back were not successful because he really didn't change his style, and when asked for another chance, he went back to his old way of answering misfara and not from the Braita. Now, Chad Kotche Kotchim, the Mishnah said that it applies to Kotche Kotchim and Kotchim Kalim. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't. Tanu Rabbanan, our Parsha is introduced with the word Chatat. Zot Torat HaChatat. Ein li ela chatat. Kol kodashim inayin. How do we know that applies to all kodashim? Talmud Omer, they've gone immediately from chatat to all kodashim, not even stopping at kodashim kodashim. Because it says, kodash kodashim hi. Yachosh in our parsha. Yachosh ani merabeta truma. I might think to even include truma, that if you cook truma in a pot, has to be processed. Talmud Omer, ota. Right, and we say, and the pasuk is highlighted, prat le truma, to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's only this and not truma that's the processed. Rabbi Shimon Omeri disagrees. Kodshe kodshim tu'unin merika u'shtifa. Kodshim kalim enan tu'unin merika u'shtifa. So kodshe kodshim need it, not kodshim kalim. Why? Dichtiv kodesh kodashim. Kodesh kodashim doesn't expand it to all kodshim, the opposite. It defines it as only belonging to the world of kodesh kodashim, which for our purposes, by the way, only extends it really to asham, maybe to mincha. Kodshe kodashim in, kodashim kalim lo. So my time Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda extend it that far? He says, midid starich otalim ute truma, because he says the word ota is there to say it doesn't apply to truma, chal kodashim kalim tunim din kodash tifa. So obviously it does apply to anything more holy than truma, which is kodashim kalim. Rabbi Shimon says, amar lacha ota kedamrin, and ota is what we said earlier, which is only chatat kshera, not chatat psula, the sugi that we had at the beginning of the parak. Now, truma lo bayashti from Rico. Wait a second. You don't need to clean out a kli in which truma was cooked. Vatanya k'derash v'shel ba'basad v'shel ba'chalav. If you cook meat in a pot, you can't then use it for milk. Ve'im b'shel b'noten tam. It'll be asur if there's any tam of the meat that was cooked in there earlier, in the milk. Same thing, truma lo v'shel ba'chulin v'im b'shel b'noten tam. Same thing, which means you do have to clean out a kli with truma, because the truma will put taste in the chulin, and a non-kohen eating it is in violation. So we have three answers to this. Amar Abaye, one, lo tzricha lo da'amar b'shel miksat kli ta'un mirka u'shtifa b'chol ha'kli. We have a halacha that we just saw about kelim in which kodshim were cooked, that even if they were cooked only in one little part of the kli, the whole thing has to be cleaned out. That only applies there, but not to truma. Ha truma lo tzari chalama kom bishul. There it only has to be the spot. Meaning, truma follows the laws of regular basar b'chalav and any other machalot asurot. in which you're basically faced with a chemical challenge of getting the taste out, as opposed to the gzirata ketuba, cleaning the whole kli. Rav amar lo tzricha ela l'da amar mar b'mayim v'lo b'yayin b'mayim v'lo b'mazug. You must use water to clean out these kelim, the kli nechoshet of the chatat, and not wine, and not even diluted wine, and it must be pure water. So, I feel the yayin, I feel the mazug, but when it comes to truma or anything else, you could clean it out using any other liquid that'll get it out. We're going to see this later on in the next podcast. Mariko shtifa are done with cold water. I feel the b'chamin, but truma, you could use hot water if you want. We're going to say it's a machlok. But according to the opinion that says that even Mariko Shtifa involves some hot water, Marika means hot water, then Shtifa means cold water. So then what's the difference between that and Truma? The answer is Shtifa Yeterta. The Truma, you do the Hagalah with hot water and you're done. Here, you ritually have to do another cold water as part of the mitzvah. Okay, we'll pause at this point and we will have a relatively long podcast, the next one, taking us to the end of the parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.